Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we're looking at an article called Let's Order a Drink.
Let's order a drink.
All right.
It's so hot.
It is. It's a good time to have a drink.
Summertime.
Yeah.
And I love drinking lots of cold, icy juice.
Actually,
seems more healthy than bubble tea, but some people love bubble tea.
That's true. In Taiwan, we have a lot of drinks that we can choose from, don't we? Of course, we have
the typical
convenience store drinks or the fast food style soft drinks, but you're right, with bubble tea shops and those sort of fruit juice shops or the fruit juice and tea shops, we have thousands, possibly, of choices. You can add in your little bubbles, your tapioca balls. Aloe, right? That aloe vera stuff.
Thing.
That stuff's also
popular.
So let's order a drink. I think that's a good thing to do, and it's time to check out our article.
Okay.
So let's do that, and then we'll be back to chat about it.
Let's order a drink.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can see at a drink shop.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Boba. Coconut jelly. Grass jelly. Pudding. Slush. Smoothie. Oolong.Black tea. Green tea. Receipt. Plastic bag. Wide straw. Regular sugar. Half sugar. Less sugar.None. Regular ice. A little ice. None.
Hello. What would you like to order?
It's too hard to decide.There are so many choices.
I can help you pick something. Do you like milk tea or juice?
I like milk tea, but I want to try something special.
How about milk green tea? That's the most popular.
Is it very sweet, though?
We can change the level of sugar for you.
What are the different levels?
There's regular sugar, half sugar, less sugar, or none.
I'd like less sugar, please.
What size drink would you like? The medium is 250 milliliters.And the large is 300.
Medium, please.
Decide. 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 Decided. Decided. I can't decide between the pink shirt and the blue shirt. I can't decide between the pink shirt and the blue shirt. Juice. Juice. Tracy had a glass of apple juice with her lunch. Tracy had a glass of apple juice with her lunch. Sweet. Sweet. This cup of milk tea is too sweet. You put too much sugar in it. This cup of milk tea is too sweet. You put too much sugar in it. Drink. Drink. Eric bought a cold drink from 7-Eleven after he played basketball. Eric bought a cold drink from 7-Eleven after he played basketball.
All right, so we have two characters so far that we can see in this dialogue. There is Natalie, who is the main character who will be buying or ordering the drink, and the clerk. Now, a clerk is just a general term for someone who works in a shop or a store, and their job is to serve the customers and maybe answer questions or help people out with problems. But this clerk, his main job is to take orders and possibly also to make the drinks in this drink shop. So the clerk says, "Hello, what would you like to order? What would you like to order? What would you like to have? What can I get you?" These are some very common questions that clerks might ask people when they go into a shop.
Okay, so 一开始呢，我们今天的图解要带大家哦来点饮料咯，因为夏天喝这个冰冰凉凉的饮料真是太棒了。但是我们要来学一下，像是要点饮料的英文要怎么说。所以一开始我们就看到 clerk， 当然就是这个，诶，在比如说我们常常会卖这个饮料的一个店员，或者是其实在很多地方只要在店里面帮我们服务的这个人就是可以称为 clerk。 OK， 所以他一开始当然就问到这个顾客说 What would you like to order？当然呢，刚刚 Mike 老师还补充很多，你也可以说 What would you like to have? Or what can I get you? 就是诶，请问你想要点些什么，或是我可以帮你点什么吗？So, what does Natalie want to order?
Well, we can imagine Natalie standing there looking at the big menu, the big list of the different drinks they have in this shop. And she says, it's too hard to decide. There are so many choices.
Totally. Okay, so 每一次呢, I have the same problem. Okay, 我每一次站在这个饮料店前面看到这个哇琳琅满目的这个饮料尤其是 menu, 就是上面有很多选单我就想说怎么办？我到底要点哪一个？所以跟 Natalie 一样有选择障碍。It's too hard to decide. 好难决定哦。那为什么呢？因为 there are so many choices. 有好多种选择。其中提到的 choice 是个名词，就有选择的意思。它的动词则是choose, C-H-O-O-S-E. 不过来决定什么东西还有另外一个动词我们来请 Mike 来解释一下 decide.
That's right. Decide is something, well, it's a verb kind of like choose. It's spelled D-E-C-I-D-E. D-E-C-I-D-E. If you have choices, if there are two or three or four things that you can pick from, that you can have, you have to decide. To decide is to think about something and thensort of say, I'm going to do this, all right? We call that, as a noun, a decision. A decision and a choice are very similar as nouns, and to decide and to choose are very similar as verbs. So when you go into a restaurant, for example, you look at the menu and you choose or you decide one type of food to order. In the same way to movie theater, there might be three or four interesting movies on, but you'll look at the posters and think about the actors and say, hey, let's see this one. So you've decided to see that movie. That is your choice. That is the one you choose. For example, I can't decide between the pink shirt and the blue shirt. I can't decide between the pink shirt and the blue shirt.
The pink shirt, of course.
You think so? Yeah. It's summertime. It's a nice summer color, pink. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 你跟我们一样都有这个选择障碍吗？那你可能就无法决定很多事情哦。决定的动词我们要用 decide, D-E-C-I-D-E。我们来看一下它的动词三态的变化。有 decide, decided, 直接接 D-D-E-C-I-D-E-D, decided。刚刚的例句提到的就是、哦我无法在粉红色和蓝色的这个衬衫中做出选择。常常这个二选一很难的话呢，你就可以说 Oh, I can't decide between the two or between A and B. OK, 那刚刚有提到 decide 是个动词，它的名词选择我们则可以用 decision, D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N, decision.
Mm-hmm. All right, now the clerk is going to help out because that's what clerks do in stores. They help out the customers. So the clerk says, I can help you pick something. And then he asks, do you like milk tea or juice? All right, here are two choices that Natalie can decide one to take. All right, milk tea or juice.
Nice, OK, 所以这个店员还蛮棒的哦，他还帮这个 Natalie 来做一个选择，他说我可以帮你选，就是 pick something、嗯、那他就说诶，那你是喜欢 milk tea, 奶茶还是果汁 juice 呢？
All right, and juice is spelled J-U-I-C-E, J-U-I-C-E. What is juice? It's the liquid that we get from fruit and vegetables. If you get an orange, for example, cut it in half and squeeze it really hard with your hand or with some kind of tool, that liquid that drips out is called juice. Juice is 100% from the fruit. We don't add water to it. We don't add sugar to it. It's only the stuff that comes out of the fruit.Orange juice is popular, apple juice, grapefruit juice, things like that. Sometimes we add things to it. For example, lemon juice would be very sour. You wouldn't normally drink lemon juice, but if you add sugar to it, we might call that lemonade, L-E-M-O-N-A-D-E. That gives you a little clue that they've added other things to it. If it's juice, 100% juice, it's all natural from the fruit.Or the vegetable. For example, Tracy had a glass of apple juice with her lunch. Tracy had a glass of apple juice with her lunch.
Nice. I love juice.、Mm-hmm. 你们喜欢喝果汁吗 ?Juice, J-U-I-C-E. OK, 这个是一个不可数名词，所以我不能后面加 S 哦。OK, 但我可以用量词，像是刚刚的例句提到的 a glass of apple juice. 所以两杯就是 two glasses of apple juice. OK, 两杯苹果汁。但是 Tracy 他吃午餐只配了一杯苹果汁哦。那当然还有很多种这个水果的果汁啦。像刚刚 Mike 老师有提到 orange juice, 柳橙汁啦、mm-hmm. 或者是 I love, some people don't like it, but I、mm-hmm. love tomato juice.
Oh, tomato juice is good.
番茄汁、yeah. 那如果你觉得 lemon juice, 太酸 sour, 对不对那当然呢我们可以加点糖就成了 lemonade, OK, 就是其实就是柠檬有加点糖的水 ,OK? 那当然还有 grapefruit juice, 就是这个葡萄柚汁也是很不错的哦。And what does Natalie like?
Well, Natalie says, I like milk tea, but I want to try something special. So,、oh. she might not be having the milk tea, or、mm-hmm. maybe she will choose the juice. We don't know. Let's read on.
OK, so Natalie, 她其实回答还蛮可爱的。她说、欸、我喜欢奶茶但是 I want to try something special. 我想要试一点 special, 特别的 And what's that special stuff?
All right, well, the clerk seems to have an idea here. He says, how about milk green tea?、
Huh.
Milk green tea. And he says, that's the most popular.、
Wow.
That means many, many people like it. It might be the number one drink in that store.、
Had no idea.、
Yeah.
OK, 所以呢其实他这时候提出了说 How about 所以其实这个店员蛮 nice 的他是会建议就是 Natalie 或是他的、客人一些就是诶还不错的选项当我们用 How about or what about 就是在建议人家说什么什么如何呢所以他说诶 Milk green tea 就是奶绿怎么样因为呢这是在那个店里 The most popular 最受欢迎的
All right. And Natalie asks a good question here. Is it very sweet, though? Is it very sweet, though?
这时候 Natalie 就是可能她不太喜欢太甜，会不会？她就说，可是 但是它会很甜吗？这里的但是大家有没有注意到它是用 though 放在字尾的用法，当然它也可以说 but is it very sweet? OK, 所以 though 有一个但是的一个语气，而且是放在字尾。
Mm-hmm. And sweet is spelled S-W-E-E-T, S-W-E-E-T. It's an adjective, and it means there's a lot of sugar, or it has the taste of having a lot of sugar. When we think of desserts like chocolate cake or ice cream, or candy and chocolate bars and things like that, we think of them as being sweet because they have a lot of sugar added to them. Or maybe like juice, it's just natural sugar. But if it has that sugary taste, it's quite sweet. And of course, your dentist would always say, if you eat sweet food, be sure to brush your teeth. For example, this cup of milk tea is too sweet. You put too much sugar in it. This cup of milk tea is too sweet. You put too much sugar in it.
Okay, sweet 呢，如果我们用来表示就是味道，就是什么东西吃起来甜甜的，我们就可以用这个形容词来表示甜的意思 ,S-W-E-E-T。但是如果东西，刚刚我其实在提到柠檬的时候，我就提到酸，对不对？我们顺便来学习一下其他形容食物尝起来什么味道的形容词有哪些，像是酸就是 sour, S-O-U-R, 苦的呢，吃药的时候就会有感觉，有没有 ?B-I-T-T-E-R, bitter, 或者是咸咸的就是 salty, S-A-L-T-Y, 以及很辣的我们可以用 hot or spicy, S-P-I-C-Y。那刚刚的例句提到就是这杯奶茶太甜了 You put too much sugar in it 你加太多糖了那么 sweet 呢其实也可以用来形容人很体贴的 For example, Mike is a very sweet person
Oh, that's nice of you to say Alright, let's get back to the article The clerk is saying We can change the level of sugar for you This is good because Natalie was worried about it being too sweet、mm-hmm. But he's saying that they can change the levelof sugar for you. A level is basically like an amount. How much is in something? So you can have full sugar, half sugar, no sugar, or something in between all of those too. So that's a good way. You can sort of change the drink to suit your tastes.
Very nice. Okay,、mm-hmm. 当然了，除了常点饮料的人就知道，其实呢，这个店员啦，他们是可以帮你怎么样调整甜度，这里的 level 就是什么什么的程度，或者是我们在讲含量这样子的用法。所以 level of sugar 当然就是甜度啦。And、
okay.
what are the different levels?
Yeah, well, that's a good question from Natalie. What are the different levels? You know, what、mm-hmm. are the choices that I have for sweetness or for how、mm-hmm. much sugar goes in it? The clerk says there's regular sugar. That would、mm-hmm. be 100% normal. Half sugar, 50%.、Mm-hmm. Less sugar, maybe like 25%、mm-hmm. or none. 0%, no sugar at all.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以当然 Natalie 想要知道甜度的不同的分法。那当然我们都知道有正常的糖就是 regular sugar 半糖就是 half sugar 少糖刚刚 Mike 在估计可能是25%就是两三分甜哦 OK 或者是呢就是 less sugar 或者是 none OK so no sugar 就是无糖、
no alright no sugar at all and what does Natalie want?Almost no sugar. She、mm-hmm. says, I'd like less sugar, please. So that's the, maybe just 25%.、
Right.
Just a little bit of sugar.
Okay. 所以他说请帮我做少糖。I'd like, 就是 I want, 比较 polite, 比较礼貌的说法。而且点餐的时候我们就说 I'd like blah blah blah, a cheeseburger, please. Okay.And then next we're moving on to the size, right?
That's right. The clerk says, what size drink would you like? The medium is 250 milliliters and the large is 300. So here we're talking about the size, small, medium, large. These are the typical sizes we see when we order, you know, soft drinks or、mm-hmm. coffees in the coffee shop, that type of thing. If you're very thirsty, you'd want a large. If you want just a little drink, you'd get a small drink.
Yeah, okay. 所以呢我们来现在聊一下当然就是 size, 就是饮料的大小对不对当然有分中杯啦 OK, 中杯呢我们刚刚得知的是250 milliliters。诶大家可能会觉得milliliters 是多少啊其实 milliliters 就是 mol 的意思啦所以大杯大概是300 mol, 我还以为是500 mol 诶。Oh well, let's take a look at this word drink as a noun though.
That's right, he said, what size drink would you like? That was the first question the clerk asked. And that's what we're doing here. We're ordering drinks. Okay, yes, drink is a verb. When you take liquid into your mouth, glug, 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 and swallow it, you're drinking water or whatever. But we can also talk about something that we drink as a drink. Okay, I'd like a hamburger, french fries, and a drink. I'm not saying I'd like water or milk or Coca-Cola. Just something to drink is a drink. All right, it's spelled D-R-I-N-K.Just like the verb, and yeah, it's anything that you drink, from hot coffee to cold water to soft drinks to milk tea to hot chocolate in the wintertime, maybe. For example, we could say Eric bought a cold drink from 7-Eleven after he played basketball. Eric bought a cold drink from 7-Eleven after he played basketball.
OK, 我们来看一下今天提到的 drink, 注意哦，它是当作名词来用 D-R-I-N-K, 就是饮料的意思啦。当然呢，它的动词就是 drink 当作动词来用，就是喝的意思哦。那刚刚有提到就是例句，就是 Eric 在打完篮球后去 7-Eleven 买了一瓶冷饮，就是 a cold drink. And as I said before, my favorite drink is tomato juice.
That is a good drink, absolutely. Very delicious and good for you, they say. Do you know you should always drink tomato juice on an airplane because it tastes better?
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Isn't that interesting? Yep, there you go. So if you don't like tomato juice, take a plane, try some tomato juice, and then decide. Anyways, back to Natalie. What size drink does she want? She says...medium. And then she says, please, because she's a very polite person. Medium, please, she says. So that's the size that she wants.
Natalie 当然就是要中杯的哦。然后她后面还很有礼貌说 please. 哦，就是跟我们中文可能说谢谢这样子的意思哦。好啦，那接下来我们来听一下我们的 Magic Box 老师要解释这个店员他的英文绘画使用的句型有哪些哦。
东洋人怕鬼，西洋人也怕鬼，最怕的就是我，我就是恐怖一姐贞子哦。大家呢每次看到我出场的都是穿白色的，哎，但是呢人家也是女生，也是喜爱逛街的，好吗？不晓得大家是不是跟我一样爱买乱买，瞎买再买就剁手呢？哎呀，是的话呢赶快学一下买东西的英文该怎么说咯。例如呢，最近好想要一件跟韩剧女主角一样时尚的外套。OK, I'm looking for a jacket. 我在找一件外套。你到店里面呢，眼花缭乱，如果找不到呢，要问店员我在找什么。哎呀，你就可以用这句咯。I am looking for a jacket. Look 这个字呢，就是看的意思。我们片语呢 look for 就是寻找咯。后面呢，加上你要找的东西，我们直接加上名词就可以咯。找到了这件时尚的外套，当然呢要试穿看看合不合身咯。试衣间呢我们英文就叫做 fitting room, OK? Fit 这个动词呢就是合身的 OK, 所以呢我们用来试衣服，试试看衣服是不是合身的房间 fitting room, OK, 就是试衣间。但是呢不是什么衣服都能试穿哦，例如呢我们这个内裤呢，诶，可能就不太好试穿咯。所以呢试穿之前记得要问一下店员可不可以试穿咯。Can I try it on? Try 就是试试看哦，因为呢要穿到身上，所以我们记得要加上 on 这个介系词。Can I try it on? 我可不可以试穿呢？穿完之后呢，诶，不好意思，最近吃的比较多。Do you have larger size? Do you have larger size? Large 就是大的，我们看到的衣服这个商标呢，它的号码每次都会写 LL, 就是 large 就是大号的。M 呢是 medium,medium 就是中的 ,s 呢就是小号的 ,ok, small。那呢这边呢我们用比较级大一点的，所以我们说 larger size, 你呢有没有比较大件的？如果呢是小一点的，你身材比较好，那你要怎么说呢？ Do you have smaller size? Do you have smaller size? 你呢有没有比较小件的？注意到呢我们 small 一样用比较级 smaller size, 比较小件的。试穿之后呢觉得很满意，要来结账了，哈哈。如果呢是要付现金，我们的现金叫做 cash, C-A-S-H, OK。 如果呢是我们要用信用卡给它刷下去咯， OK, credit card 就是信用卡的意思， OK。 那呢相信你们一定呢有遇过这种状况了，在店里呢看来看去就是没有很想买，但是呢店员又非常的热情，一直要帮我介绍，我到底该怎么办呢？ 这时候呢，你就用这句神句了。I am just looking around. I am just looking around. 哎呦，我只是看看啦。OK, 没有真的要买。Look around 就是左看看右看看哦。OK, 所以 I'm just looking around, 只要这句拿出来呢，店员呢就不会来打扰你咯。哈哈，买完衣服呢，消耗了这么多体力，当然要怎么样，要吃饭咯。如果要点餐呢，我们教你这句万能句 I'd like, OK, would like, would like 这个片语呢就是好像 want, 想要的意思，但是呢它比较礼貌一点哦。它的用法呢，你可以直接在后面加上名词哦，例如呢 I'd like to have I'd like a steak, 我想要吃牛排。OK, 或是呢你也可以加上动词 I'd like to have a drink, 我想要喝个饮料。OK, 这呢 would like 就是想要点什么的意思咯。现在呢我买好也吃饱了，嗯，这就是我贵妇贞子的一天，你们呢也赶快出门买买东西练习一下吧。
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, we have a little bit of time before we wrap up, so I'm going to ask you some questions about our new vocab.
Okay.
Let's say I'm really, really hungry and I eat a big salty meal, then I want to have a...
A drink or juice.
Good one. I was thinking drink, but juice would be good too. You know, I'm not really much of a dessert person. I don't like to eat dessert too much. So you'd say I probably don't like what kind of food?
Probably don't like sweet stuff.
Sweet food. Yay! That's right. Desserts are usually sweet. So if I say I'm not a dessert guy, that means I can't really, I don't really enjoy eating too much sweet food. But if I am going to have dessert and I have to choose between apple pie and a nice bowl of ice cream, ooh, that's really hard to...
Decide!
It's so hard to decide.
I want both.
Because I like both of them very, very much. You know what I do like, though? I like to eat this when you squeeze the liquid out of oranges or apples or grapefruits. Do you know what that is? When I squeeze the liquid out of a fruit?
The juice!
It's juice, exactly. You know what I always was wondering, though? You can get carrot juice, right?
You can.
Yeah, carrot juice is a thing. Or guava juice.
I don't like carrot juice.
Right, but you've had, you've seen it before. You can't squeeze liquid out of a carrot. Or a guava. Or asparagus.
It's gross.
How would you do that?
You can.
Even squeezing an apple would be really hard.
That's right.
How do they make apple juice if they don't squeeze it? Anyways, yes, juice was the word that I was looking for there. Did you guys get those words with the clues that I gave you? You almost did. Hey, come back and join us tomorrow because Natalie's whole drink ordering experience, it's not over. She still has some other questions to answer. It's actually taking Natalie 2 days to get her drink. I hope she's not too thirsty. But we'll be back with more about Natalie and the clerk and, you know, ordering drinks tomorrow. So please do come back and join us for that.
Bye.
Let's order a drink.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see at a drink shop.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun. Boba, coconut jelly, grass jelly, pudding, slush, smoothie, oolong, black tea, green tea,Receipt, plastic bag, wide straw, regular sugar, half sugar, less sugar, none, regular ice, a little ice, none.
Hello. What would you like to order?
It's too hard to decide. There are so many choices.
I can help you pick something. Do you like milk tea or juice?
I like milk tea, but I want to try something special.
How about milk green tea? That's the most popular.
Is it very sweet, though?
We can change the level of sugar for you.
What are the different levels?
There's regular sugar, half sugar, less sugar, or none.
I'd like less sugar, please.
What size drink would you like? The medium is 250 milliliters, and the large is 300.
Medium, please.
Decide. Decide. Decide, decided, decided. I can't decide between the pink shirt and the blue shirt. I can't decide between the pink shirt and the blue shirt. Juice. Juice. Tracy had a glass of apple juice with her lunch. Tracy had a glass of apple juice with her lunch. Sweet. Sweet. This cup of milk tea is too sweet. You put too much sugar in it. This cup of milk tea is too sweet. You put too much sugar in it. Drink. Drink. Eric bought a cold drink from 7-Eleven after he played basketball. Eric bought a cold drink from 7-Eleven after he played basketball.